Successful Woman Radio Show brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this beautiful day, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what, a huge success. Ladies, I pray that you all had a fantastic weekend and that this week you are truly ready to be productive. Now, our theme all this month for November has been growing your business with gratitude, right? You know, so many times we're busy looking at how we can generate new customers. We're busy looking at ways to market our business, but we have to keep reminding ourselves that the 80-20 rule still exists, and it's a very important rule that has proven itself to be true for generations, right? Now, what is that rule? Well, 80% of your business can come from 20% of your current customers or clients, which is so very important to keep that in mind. So what does that mean for you? How do you translate that when it comes to gratitude? Well, one of the things that's very, very important is that as you look at gratitude, as you look at the true meaning of being grateful, of being thankful, you want to remember that those people who previously purchased from you, those people who bought from you, they didn't have to, right? And especially when they purchase more than once, it means that you have begun to develop a true relationship and you have begun to build a loyalty base. So it's important that you show your gratitude to your customers. I don't care if you have just one customer, you still need to create a gratitude campaign, especially during this time of year. It's a beautiful time of year when hearts are even opened more and your message can get to your customer and have even more of an impact. So growing your business with gratitude, therefore, is all about being thankful and showing your appreciation to the one who helped you to be successful. And of course, that always, in my book, includes God. So as we look at the power of thankfulness this month, we must remember who we need to be thankful to, and remember most of all to be so thankful for the gift of business. Today I'll be sharing with you even more ways to show your gratitude to your existing client or customer base, also 5 questions of business leadership, an excerpt from our featured book, The Motivation Manifesto, and then, of course, just a few more tips on promoting your business for the holiday season, okay? And I've got something a little bit new today. We have a great article that we put out on 7 online business ideas for moms. So, you know, if you're still thinking about a business idea for yourself or you're looking for something new, you're wanting to kind of reinvent and get back out there in the business world, for those of you who are listening, still on the fence about what can I do to make money, well, maybe some of these ideas will spark you, plus more prizes and giveaways today. So, again, I want to welcome you to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm, again, Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, and I'm so glad that you guys are here with me today. Well, guess where I am at today, right? I am in sunny Cancun, Mexico. Yeah, my husband sparked one of those last-minute trip ideas on me, and here we are in Mexico. It's beautiful. It's windy, and the temperatures are maybe in from the high 70s to the low 80s, but it's been fun. We've been having a good time just relaxing. You know, it's amazing at you know, how you will allow yourself to relax when you're not at home. So for those of you who believe in the power of staycations, that's true. You could stay at home and just relax at home, but something about getting yourself away, pulling yourself away from the everyday routine and getting somewhere else that allows you to relax even more. And that's exactly what we have been doing. For those of you that are married, you may even notice a different kind of conversation, maybe things you want to talk about for a while, but I don't know, just the busyness of the day kept both of you from discussing certain things. So again, you know, it's just a great time to relax and get away. So I am here, and hopefully all of you who are listening to the show today, knowing that I'm broadcasting from Mexico, maybe you guys can let me know if you have my cell phone number, text me and let me know that you can hear me loud and clear. I would appreciate that. I've tested out so many different ways that I was going to broadcast today, and I finally decided to still go ahead and dial in with a mobile phone, because that seemed to be the best route. So far, so good. So just keep in mind, knowing that I am broadcasting internationally, if for some reason we have any hiccups on the show today, you know to just hang up and dial back in if after, let's say, 30 seconds to a minute, I have not come back. You know to automatically dial back in, right? Right, because I've got some good information to share with you today. First of all, I want to go ahead and go right into the five questions of business leadership, okay? Now, keep in mind that we're coming to a close on these questions for this year, because every year I hear in my mind a whole new set of questions. You know, God just gives me some new questions to ask. And I kind of also base them off of what have I been coaching a lot of my clients about this year? What problems and challenges have business women been dealing with this year that I can incorporate into a question that can really help the listeners on the show? So again, each year I come up with a whole new set of questions specifically that you will be able to ask yourself that's going to strengthen your business leadership. So for now, we have, about 6 more weeks of these same questions, and then after that, I'll be coming out with a new set. So let's get started. Number one in the 5 questions of business leadership, have I prepared my mindset for greatness? You know, this is very special to me because so many times as business women, we wake up in the morning, we're ready to start our day, and we just go right into it, right? Brushing our teeth, taking a shower, getting our clothes on, getting ready for the busyness of the day without really realizing that we should be the very first people that tap into our own personal power and enter our mindset, right? We should never, and I mean never, we should never allow anyone else on this earth to tap into our personal power and to go into the gates of our mindset until we have did it, right? And so I don't think many of you listening know just how important that really is. So you need to create a ritual for yourself. You need to create something that's going to be a habit, it's going to be consistent. But some of the questions you can ask yourself as it pertains to greatness in your mindset is, what beliefs and habits do I need to support my vision and my goals, right, for this week, for this month, for this year? You know, is there morning personal development that I need to be focusing on right now that's going to help me accomplish my goals for this month, right? And also, have I created affirmations that are customized and personal to my own self, personal to my own business? And I want to let you know that these really work for me, creating personal affirmations. Now, one of the things that I have done is I purchased for myself a 3x5 index card box. Then I also purchased the index card divider along with the 3x5 index card. Right? Now, in some places like a Walmart or some of the other stores, you might be able to find the multicolored index cards, so different colors can be a part of different categories in your card box. But what I do is, as I am speaking, as I get inspired, I write down my affirmations for different things. I have affirmations for motivation. I have affirmations for dealing with challenges. I have affirmations for dealing with difficult people, right? I have affirmations for when I'm discouraged and I need to pull myself together. I have affirmations about finances and about money, right? And I have affirmations about claiming my success. So I have different kinds of affirmations, and I keep them in those categories in my index card box. And so one of the things that I'm really getting into now is I think I'm going to decorate my my affirmation box. I think I'm going to just, you know, decorate it, put some different stickers on it, put the word affirmations, my affirmations maybe, and then just do some different that encourage me. And I keep it on my desk already, but I'm going to, you know, make sure that I continue to keep it on my desk and have it there ready for me. Now, some Successful Woman Radio listeners have told me that they take their affirmation cards and stick them on the refrigerator, you know, on the mirror in their bathroom. They put them in different places. Some people told me they keep their cards in their purse so that when they're in the waiting room or the doctor's office or waiting for an appointment of any kind, they can also take their cards out and read to themselves then. So, again, preparing your mindset for greatness is really about you tapping into your own personal power. It's really about you making some decisions that you will be the first person to enter your mindset every single day and prepare your mindset for whatever may come throughout the day. So very, very important. Number two, are my beliefs in alignment with my vision and my goals? Keeping in mind that, you know, a lot of the beliefs that we hold inside of us are not always true. They're not always factual. And they may have been borrowed from other people, even our parents. But we haven't really tested them out for ourselves to determine whether or not it's a belief that's holding us back or a belief that's pushing us forward. So I think we really do need to be paying attention and asking ourselves the question, are my beliefs in alignment with my vision and my goals? Here's number three. What do I want to accomplish this Friday? Now, ladies, keep in mind that this question really is a component of a much larger question, which is, what do I want to accomplish this year, this quarter, this month, right? But I broke it down here as you will be asking yourself this question every single day or as often as you need to, especially at the top of the week. Make sure that you also focus on, within this question, three very important areas that really identify you as a business, and that is, you know, what do you want to accomplish this Friday? But what do you want to accomplish as far as your marketing goals are concerned, your generating leads for your business is concerned, and then what are your sales goals for the week, okay? Keep that in mind. And then number four is, how can I be an asset to my business? Again, how can I be an asset to my business? I think this is very, very key. One of the reasons why I think that oftentimes we see our business and then we look at ourselves separately, but I think we need to start realizing that when you create your own business, you are impacting your business in a mighty way. And at the end of the day, you get to determine whether or not your business is successful or not. And a lot of it is depending on your very actions, right? So you have to ask yourself, am I being an ambassador for my business? Am I letting people know who I am and what I do and how my business can benefit them? Am I seeking out new collaborations, right? And also, am I leading my power team? Because I'm going to let you ladies know right now, it really, really is time for you to have more of an understanding about the concept of a power team and why I talk about it so very often. It's because you can't do anything by yourself and think you're going to be successful at it, right? You know, some people, you know, they want to get to that six-figure income. They want to get to the seven-figure income. Heck, a lot of people want to get to the mid to high figure, five-figure income, and yet they get the same results every single time. And a lot of it is because there has been no establishment of a team of professionals that can help you shorten your learning curve and move you faster on your business. That's exactly what is going on. And so you need to understand that when you are a business owner, you're expected to have a certain level of leadership. And it doesn't always mean that you will be playing the role of the laborer. You will be playing the role of the manager. It means that you have to play the role as the CEO of your business, okay? And so with that said, it's time that you get in your quiet space, and it's time that you start looking at the roles that need to be played in your business to move yourself to the next level. Now, I have termed it and gave it the phrase power team, right? And it's a group of individuals that's actually adding power, adding energy source into whatever it is that you're trying to do, thereby getting you to your results faster. And that's exactly what a power team is. It could be a graphic designer. It could be a writer. It could be a copywriter. It could be someone who knows how to put courses together. It could be someone that can ghostwrite an ebook for you. It doesn't matter. You need to determine your goals, and then you need to figure out what different types of roles need to be played in order for you to accomplish those business goals. Last but not least, and the five questions of business leadership is, am I investing in myself and my business, right? And you want to take a look at three areas when it comes to investing in yourself and business, which include health and wellness, right? Because it doesn't make sense to try to make all of this money and then at the end of the day, you know, you don't have any energy to even enjoy the fruits of your labor. That's not what you're looking for, right? And so, again, you've got to take a look at your health and wellness. You've got to make sure that you're having your annual physicals. You've got to make sure that you're exercising. You've got to make sure that you're drinking plenty of water to supply your body at the cellular level. Right? And then let's take a look at marketing and advertising, because we can't always just depend on things organically, meaning free, right? While that is still important, we must always get ourselves out there. Listen, there's the statistics are there to prove that you've got to invest in advertising if you want quicker, more faster results. Right? But not just advertise anywhere. And when you hear me say that, just don't go off and start advertising in Facebook and different places without really evaluating what's the best type of advertisement and where you should be putting your advertisement dollars at based on your industry. You got to figure all of that out. And then last but not least, you want to invest in your own personal development, and you want to invest in coaching. I can't begin to tell you how many clients tell me every single week when I get new clients and I'm interviewing them and preparing them for their coaching regimen. They're always saying, I don't know what I was thinking. I can't believe how much the coaching is helping me so far. Just this conversation is helping me. Or I can't believe that I have been trying to set my coaching goals for, you know, so long, and finally I am here, and I'm trying to also set my business goals, and something that's been taking me all year long, I have one session with you, and now already I have my business goals outlined. And again, it is. Coaching is something that I don't take lightly. I have three different coaches. You know, I have a business coach. I have a life coach that has been helping me work through some things. As a matter of fact, a life coach helped me work through procrastination years ago, and I was just so appreciative of it. And so, again, coaches really help take you further. They help you to tap into your own personal power, and they really show you how to start self-coaching, how to question yourself, how to start processing things in a different way on a mindset level that's going to take you far, okay? And so, again, I want to remind you that as you look at investing in your business, you also have to invest in yourself as well. Speaking of coaching, I want to remind you, no coaching for me, no free Power Talk coaching sessions in December. So if you're going to get a free Power Talk, you really need to go ahead today and get yourself scheduled. I think we still have a few slots left for this month. And then after that, I won't be coaching, doing free Power Talk sessions again until the new month. And so of January, probably late January. So again, if you're wanting some interesting ways to market your business during the holiday season, you're still trying to plan for that, then I would suggest that that's exactly what you do. Go ahead and get yourself scheduled for a Power Talk coaching session. For those of you who are saying, huh, what's this Power Talk I'm hearing about? Well, a Power Talk is a 45-minute coaching session with me at no cost, by the way, where you are able to discuss your challenges. You're able to talk about ways to grow your business, maybe ways to monetize your business. We can discuss anything you need to within limits about growing your business, right? And not just discuss it, but look at a few solutions as well. So go ahead and go to womenaboutbiz.net. Again, womenaboutbiz.net. And right there on the homepage, just scroll down midway, and you will automatically see Schedule Power Talk. Go ahead and do that, and I will be excited about talking with you new ways to grow your business and make some things happen for yourself this year or next year, okay? Can you believe here we are about 6 weeks out from the end of the year? And so many of you know that I talk all the time about developing a business strategy. I talk to you about how important that really is. But I really do want you guys to, if you have not scheduled some time as of yet, to start looking at your business strategy and what you need to do for yourself, then ladies, please go ahead and do that. Don't allow yourself to get caught up into the holiday season and be swept up into January not knowing what's supposed to be going on in your business during the first quarter. I'm letting you know right now, and you can quote me on that, from my own experience, that if you allow yourself to get to January without having developed some type of strategy, even if it's for a first quarter, guess what's going to happen? It's going to push you back about 90 to 180 days, right? That impacts your finances tremendously, right? And so I am here to encourage you as your coach and tell you, look, honey, put on your big girl panties and go on and schedule some time in your planner. Right now, as it stands, you really need to try your very best to schedule at least 2 hours every single day to work on your strategy, nothing but your strategy for your business, okay? I'm telling you, girl, you need to be doing this. So don't be procrastinating and don't be saying, and shaking your head like, yeah, I'm in agreement with you, but then go turn around and not do it. Not a good thing, right? Very, very important. 12:22 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Hey, I see that we have a packed board today. Thank you so much for dialing into the show. I really, really appreciate it. For those of you that are new to Successful Woman Radio, we are all about providing you, the businesswoman, with a positive environment where you can be motivated, encouraged, and inspired to create a successful life, generating the income that you desire. So ladies, for those of you that are new, make sure that you go to your Google Calendar or whatever calendar you use and mark it for every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. You can just set it as a reoccurrence, right? And then get ready to take some good notes on information that you will be able to put to use. So very, very important. Okay, it's official. Facebook is confusing and getting everybody upset, okay? Now you've got mid-sized to large businesses getting upset as well. Now, I have been noticing within the last week to 2 weeks especially that in my Women About Biz Facebook group, a lot of the members are telling me, I'm not seeing your announcements. And I'm not getting notifications of your announcements. So I'm like, okay, well, go to your notifications. Make sure you have group notifications turned on. Make sure you've got personal notifications turned on. Because at the end of the day, that's how you know new things are coming out in the different groups that you've joined, right? And so people are telling me both of them are turned on. I've got my notifications on. I'm just not seeing things coming from Women About Biz, and I'm finding it just so odd. And I'm like, I don't even know why I'm surprised, okay, because it's Facebook. And what I have learned, I've been doing different testings to see, and what I've learned is that even if you have a group now on Facebook and you're posting to your group, whatever you're posting, if you're hoping that your groups get the announcements and notifications like within 10 or 15 minutes, that's not true. You can post something on Facebook in your group, and it may be 24 hours before 10 to 20% of your group gets a notification that something new has been posted. Isn't that interesting? So I am grateful to 10 people that I identified to help me start paying attention and keeping up statistically with what's going on in my Facebook group. And some of the information that they're pushing back to me is that they're getting notifications 24 hours later, or they're not seeing notifications for hours later. And then, you know, the group statistics showing me that only a small percentage of the 1,700 plus people in our Facebook group are even getting the notification. So it was that Facebook was doing this in the fan page, the business page, right? They were doing it in the business page at first, but now they have decided to carry over their little games into the Facebook groups as well. And I'll tell you exactly why they did this. They did this because when they start playing around with different algorithms and rules in the Facebook groups, I'm sorry, in the Facebook fan page, which is the business page, they started only showing your post to a certain percentage of the number that you have. So if you had 1,000 people, for example, they may only let 50 to 100 people see your post, right? So they started doing this over a year ago, maybe close to 2 years, because they're trying to encourage you to pay for advertisement and to boost your post. But if you think about it, it costs on average about $30 to $50. If someone has like 1,500 to 3,000 followers on their fan page, it's going to cost you about $30 to $50 to boost a particular post and for everybody who's following you and their for everybody who's following you to see your post, right? Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. How likely are you to boost every post that you have on your business page? See, this is where Facebook is going to run into a problem with small business owners, especially those of us who might be micro business owners. They're going to run into a problem because they want you to boost every single post that you have, but they're not willing to go down on the rates. As a matter of fact, Facebook has gone up about 30 to 50% in pricing with advertisement. So as a result, it would cost someone, let's say, who is posting on average twice daily on their Facebook fan page, let's go on the low end, $30 a post, that's $60, okay, a day. It would cost somebody $1,800 a month to post twice, to boost their post twice a day on their Facebook fan page. Nobody's going to pay that. I'm just going to say it. You know, it's a lot of people. Now, if you have a million people that follow you, you may decide that you're going to boost posts like that, right? But for those who have, like, let's say, less than 5,000 people following them, they're not going to pay to have every single post boosted. So what you have to do really is look at how you are actually posting, you know, and perhaps when you want to boost your post is like for events, for special articles that you want to gain traffic for on your website, and other special announcements that can lead to you gaining new leads, new monies in your business. Other than that, I'm not so sure. So you might be asking yourself, well, what is the business page for then? I mean, should I even have a business page? Well, here's what I want you to understand and know, is that, yes, the business page is still important for three reasons. Number one, when you tell people that you have a business, they are going to see if you have a Facebook fan page now because it's become kind of like a general thing. They're going to check you out. And if you don't have a fan page, then in their mind, sometimes the validity of your business may not be there because Who doesn't have a fan page? Or at least that's what most people think these days, right? So Facebook has done a lot to go in the psyche of, you know, of customers and consumers. The second thing, though, which I think is a good reason to have a fan page, if you don't have one, to still establish one, is for search engine optimization. If you post using keywords and key phrases that people are searching for on the internet, you have a good chance of your fan page coming up within that keyword search. So keep that in mind as well. The third reason is that if you have products or services that you want to sell directly from your Facebook fan page, then of course you need one, right? And it's a good way to do it because Facebook does allow you to build out your fan page almost like a blog. You can do Facebook Live, you can do payment buttons, you can do appointment buttons, you can do all kinds of things with your Facebook fan page. The only con that I have with Facebook is that I am not in control. And when you're not in control of something, that's when you always want to pay close attention. So again, tread lightly. You still need a Facebook fan page, but you still want to be careful about depending on it solely. And I think that's just really something that I want to take a look at all together. But don't stop posting on your Facebook fan page. But I will tell you that, you know, you may want to post once a day instead of twice a day. And then you want to look at your statistics on your Facebook fan page to determine the best time of day to post to the people who are following you, because they do keep those statistics and you can look into them. Back to Facebook groups. Well, I think Facebook groups are up in the air right now. A lot of people, especially small business owners, especially people who have thousands of group followers, are now noticing that people are not seeing their posts even in the group, are having a problem with that. So Facebook really needs to make up their mind whether or not they are actually going to charge people to be in groups or whether or not they are going to just change the algorithm altogether. Either way, I'm letting you know now, in droves, people are leaving the group scene of Facebook and they are getting their own groups. Mighty Network reports that they have like a 35% growth rate going on with people joining their Mighty Networks grouping. So if you've not checked out Mighty Networks, you've been thinking about doing a group of some kind, you definitely may want to take a look at Mighty Networks. If you have a WordPress site, you also may want to take a look at a group called Buddy Press, okay, or Buddy Boss. Let me change that. Buddy Boss. They changed it to Buddy Boss. BuddyBoss.com, okay? So, again, those are some online software apps that allow you not only to have a group, but it allows people to actually access your group from their cell phones as well. So, again, it's going to be interesting to see what Facebook actually does, but the heat is on. And more people are now complaining about Facebook, their algorithms, their customer service, all of those very things. Now, I want you guys, for those of you who've been on the internet for a very, very long time, you might remember a group called MySpace, right? Many of you might remember MySpace was the Facebook of its time. It was huge. Everybody, you know, was getting a MySpace account, you know, posting to their MySpace, right? You know, MySpace is just a fraction of itself right now. Nobody even hardly goes to MySpace, where it had, you know, millions of people visiting. MySpace also had the same issues that we're having right now with Facebook: poor customer service, not paying attention to the small business owners like they should. And as a result, MySpace is no longer MySpace, right? And so take a look at this. You know, Facebook can fall and go down just as easy as they came up, And they are definitely on the road to do so if they don't make changes with the way they are treating all of the people that help them with free accounts to get as big as they are in the first place. So enough about that. I want to go ahead now, and I want to talk about marketing for the holiday season. So here we are, full-bloom holiday season. I know many of you have already seen, hey, people are already doing their Black Friday deals already. Right? They're already marketing their Black Friday deals. So where are you in the midst of your holiday season? What are you going to be doing? You've got to make a decision quick. Today, if possible, you just need to get in your quiet space, sit yourself down and say, hey, I've got to figure this out. I've got to determine if I'm going to have a star product or service to market during the holiday season. What can I offer? What can I do to piggyback off of the holiday season and also get in on it? It's not too late, but what I can say is that you've got to get serious this week. And I believe this week is kind of like a deadline if you're trying to piggyback off of Black Friday, Thanksgiving time frame. This week kind of like is the last week for you to actually do that. So I want to remind you of that, okay? Now, I'm going to go ahead and call out some of the different time frames that you can market during the entire holiday season all the way up into the New Year's, okay? Because I want you guys to remember that don't be giving up because you're like, oh, it's too late. I should have had my stuff ready for Thanksgiving, because I've identified about five prime time frames that you can, you know, market your business. And each of these time frames, you need to be marketing the week before. So here they are. Number one, you've got pre-Thanksgiving, which is really the first 3 weeks of November, okay, pre-Thanksgiving. And then you have Black Friday, which is the fourth Friday of every November, right? So if you're going to be marketing for Black Friday, you probably should have started now getting your information out about Black Friday and marketing for Black Friday. It's not too late, but is you're going to add more stress to yourself. So what you may want to do is give yourself a little bit more time and consider Cyber Monday. So if you have a digital download of any kind, if you have an ebook, if you have anything that's digital that you can sell, then you might want to be looking at what that star product is going to be and participate in Cyber Monday, which is normally the fifth Monday of every November. Now, you can have pre-Cyber Monday, which is that weekend before Cyber Monday. You're running into Black Friday weekend, but you can still start letting everybody know, hey, coming up Monday, we've got 30% off, 40% off, 50% off. You guys really need to take a look at this. And then you have pre-Christmas, right? So pre-Christmas is everything from now all the way up until December 25th or the week before Christmas, because if it's a product that you've got to ship out, you really want to make sure that people know that they need to order 7 to 10 days prior. And then you have the week of Christmas. After Christmas sales is a big thing. So, I mean, you have that. And then you have pre-New Year's, okay, coming leading into the New Year's. You've got pre-New Year's sales, and then you've got New Year's sales, right? So you've got still time to piggyback off of the holiday season in its entirety, but you've got to determine at what point of the season are you going to jump in there and get information out. Now, from a proactive standpoint, there are some things that have to be planned ahead of time when you're talking about a holiday campaign, right? So once you come up with the star product, then you have to make sure that you have a very good short description of the product or the service. Then you need to come up with about 3 to 5 headlines, all keyworded, that you will be able to use on special image posts that you create, maybe in Canva or some other software program for graphics, right? Or that you go to Fiverr.com and have created for yourself. But you still got to figure out how that's going to work out, right? And then on top of that, you've got to take pictures. If it's a product, you've got to take special pictures for your product and make sure that they're all clear and ready to go for your graphic designer or for your Canva software as well. So there's some things you have to do ahead of time. If you have a service business, don't try to get out of taking pictures or having graphic representations of your service. It's just as important to have something graphically. So you've got to be able to put on your thinking cap and think, hey, what am I going to do to represent my business for this digital download, you know, or what am I going to do to represent business for this service? You know, what kind of picture or graphic representation do I need to have? So you have to get even more creative as a service business owner to grasp the attention of others, okay? So remember, it takes time to do all of that. So now, as you're in the midst of the holiday season, you cannot allow that you're in the season to say, I'm not going to do anything, because you're just making an excuse now. You're just allowing it to keep you in the excuses zone. So listen up, girlfriend. Get your behind up and get into the holiday game and figure out today what star product or item that you're going to have, okay? And, of course, you know, for the last couple of months, I've been offering Power Talk to anybody that wants one so that we can brainstorm and talk about ways to, you know, to put your holiday campaign in action. And even though I've had many people to take advantage, those of you who really need it have procrastinated and still remain silent when you should not have. So guess what? I'm not doing any Power Talks in December, so this is it. So if you're going to schedule a Power Talk, I advise you to get your behind on the womenaboutbiz.net website and schedule it today. And you can bet your bottom dollar I'm going to have people texting me when it's too late saying, hey, I know it's December, but can you please? Nope, can't do it. Because in December, that's my planning time for Women About Biz, and I am going to give it a full month to bring about all the things that need to happen for 2022. So there you have it, ladies. I'm going to go right on into some ideas of showing your gratitude, okay? So we've been talking pretty much all this month about growing your business with gratitude. And, yes, you can grow your business with gratitude. Gratitude makes people feel good about themselves. It makes them feel like you do care. And believe it or not, at some point for a lot of people, it becomes more about the fact that I know that you have my back when it comes to your product or your service. I know that you're going to make sure that I feel like I'm a VIP client or customer. I know that you have always given me good service, or your products have always been what you said they were going to be. And so as a result, your customers are going to become loyal. They start referring you, right? And so this is the time that you want to absolutely show your gratitude, okay? So I want to go ahead and give you just a few more ideas on showing your gratitude. So we talked about featuring your customers in a Facebook post or a social media post, actually putting their picture up and saluting them as a customer, right? But what about featuring your customers in your newsletter? Also, what about those customers who have businesses? What about featuring their businesses as a leg up in your newsletter? There's ways to help them as well, right? And you can also engage your customers, because you don't have to just feature your customer with, hey, this is Judy Sampson. We want to honor her today as a customer. But you can even make it more personable and more engaging by asking your customer or client to share with you a special holiday memory from childhood or a special holiday memory, and then sharing that with your readers, with your customers, right? It brings it even more on a personal level. Another idea to show your gratitude is to create a 5-day gratitude giveaway just for your customers. This means people who have purchased from you before. They're on a separated, segmented customer list, and you're going to have a 5-day gratitude giveaway. Now, this is how you can do this, right? The five-day giveaway, gratitude giveaway, first you have to choose what you're going to give away. It could be items that you have already, you know, whether it's a service item or whether it's a product item, or you may decide to give some other types of items away. But create that five-day gratitude, and each day, along with talking about why you appreciate your customer so much, each day you're going to give away an item, and you're going to basically just, you can put all your customers on a spreadsheet, and what you can do is each customer, after you choose the first customer, each customer each day that has won the previous day can then choose a number between one and whatever, right? And that number will represent a particular customer in your database, and that will be the customer or client that wins a prize that day. And then they will choose the number between one and whatever, depending on how many clients you have in your database list, right? And so you can call it Create 5-Day Gratitude Giveaway. And, again, this is a great way. And then what you want to ask each of them to do is to snapshot a picture of themselves either holding up the service product, or even if it's a digital product, they can print it out and color and hold it up or what have you. And then for those who receive their products, they can hold those products up as well. And again, this is the five-day gratitude. What happens is that next year you'll do a five-day gratitude giveaway, and you'll have all the pictures from this year that allow you to market even early to get your customers and clients engaged in the giveaway program, right? Now, here's the third way to show your gratitude. Hey, your customers are already probably referring to you, and if they have not, create a holiday referral campaign. This is where if they refer other customers or clients to you by entering in their friends or their family members' name and email, right, then what you're going to do is put them in a drawing for a grand prize of some kind. So think about that. That's another way that might help you as well. And then number four, more ways to show your gratitude, I think is really special, is don't forget, a lot of times during this year, especially with women, they're looking for easier ways to fix holiday food, easier ways to decorate their homes. They're looking for different ways to do different things. So it's okay if you decide to have on your website holiday recipes and easy ways to decorate your home for the holiday season, different things like that. They have that. As a matter of fact, if you know someone that is an expert or a specialist with holiday decorating, or someone that's a caterer that wouldn't mind coming on one of your Facebook Lives or on one of your special webinars just for customers to talk about cooking and ways to make it easier, then I would recommend that you do that as well. And again, this will really, really go a long way, really, really help out, right? I think that's very, very important. You can also, number five, you can also have a new year prize giveaway. Maybe you have a new product or a new service coming out in the new year that you're planning to debut, and you want to select a few customers who are going to be the first recipients of that particular product or service. So you can start marketing like 2 weeks before and utilizing your current or existing client base to make that happen. So, again, it's just a tons of ways to show your gratitude, to really, really appreciate all of your current customers and clients. And even if it's 1 to 5 people, it doesn't matter. Trust me, gratitude goes a long way. But you can't – the one thing that you have to remember about gratitude is that if you have no gratitude in your heart or you're not thankful, then even if you try to be grateful, it comes across as not being grateful. You got what I'm saying? So, of course, you have to have gratitude. Of course, you have to have thankfulness. And I'm hoping that everyone who hears me understands and believes in gratitude and believes in being thankful to their existing customer database. So very, very important. So I just wanted to remind all of you about that. Hey, we've got some great prizes going on. I definitely want to let you know how much I appreciate you guys. And listen, for those of you who've already won prizes, whether it was a book, whether it was the social media light kit, whether it was a planning calendar, it's coming. I got a message from Facebook saying that different shipping companies are having problems. I got a notification from a group that I belong to that's been talking about holiday shipping. Now, strangely enough, I went on Amazon, and I do see that the shipping dates keep adjusting themselves on a lot of things that I've already ordered for you as the prize winner. So hang tight. It's coming. And today, we have got some more prizes for you as well. So today, as we talk about social media, and I really want you guys to get more into doing Facebook Lives, LinkedIn Lives, I want you to get more into doing videos. So I want to offer today a light kit. Now, a light kit is simply when you are shooting a video, you want to make sure that there is enough light in the room that you have to where it is not, the video isn't dark. The video is appearing at a nice, bright, illuminated color or appearance. It's showing enough light. And so today I want to give away the UV size LED video light kit, right? This is the stand-up light that allow you to have that nice warm glow or daylight setting. And so again, this is the UV size stand-up light kit. It comes with two dimmable, continuous, portable photography lighting with adjustable tripod and stand, and it has five filter colors for tabletop or low-angle shooting for Zoom as well. So again, I want you guys to know that, you know, this is a really great giveaway, especially if you're planning to actually do a lot of video shooting. Now, if you've already won a prize this month, not talking about last month, but if you've already won a prize this month, you're not able to do so. So the first person who presses star one as of now, and lets me know that you're ready to win this prize, you will be the prize winner. Okay, I see that we have someone. You are live on the air. Go ahead. I have you live. Who am I speaking with? You're live on the air. The last four of your phone number is 7344. 7344. You are live on the air. Who am I speaking with? For some reason, I cannot hear you. Hold on for a minute. Let's see what we have. Hold on.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Who am I speaking with?
Michelle Pillow.
Hey, Michelle. Oh, my gosh.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm so surprised. What?
Yeah. You say, well, guess what? You are the prize winner of the UV size LED video light kit. And so these are the stand-up ones that allow you to have an illuminated area so that your videos really appear professional. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And Michelle, what are you thankful for this year? What are you thankful for as far as your business is concerned?
As far as my business is concerned, I'm thankful for all the things that I've learned. I started doing some coaching, and I started doing group coaching. And then people started calling me during the week. So I really had to learn to set boundaries in a loving way. So I just learned a lot. I mean, really, I've learned that I can't. Some people you can't help, and some people are going to be where they at no matter what I do or how much I do.
That's true. That's true.
You know. So, yeah, I've learned. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, and let's stay connected. Thank you so much for listening to the show.
Yeah, I'm going to set up my power talk today. I will do that.
Okay, take care.
Okay.
Wonderful. So that was Michelle Pillow, one of our longtime listeners, and she is the winner of the UV size LED video light kit. So excited that she won. And so we've got a few other prizes today. And so I'm very, very excited to give away some of my life purpose journals. For those of you who have participated in our annual life purpose journal challenges, a lot of people get a lot from the life purpose journals. And so not only will you win the life purpose journal, but you will also be able to be a part of the life purpose journal challenge that we have in the new year as well. So again, I'm going to give away two of those prizes. So if you're interested in that, it is actually a life changing experience. And I can't begin to tell you how many people have really emailed me over the month. People participated in it all throughout the year, but so many people say that they have really reached a new level of thinking when they participate with the Life Purpose Journal. So if you're interested in getting a copy of the Life Purpose Journal, then please go ahead and press star one on your phone. Again, please go ahead and press star one on your phone and let me know if you're interested. Let's see here. I have someone, the last four of your phone number is 5844. Again, 5844. Who am I speaking with?
This is Pat Allen.
Hey, Pat, how
can you
are
hear
you?
Me? I'm fine, thank
you.
Yourself?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you very
yes.
well.
Well, you are the winner of our Life Purpose Journal and also the Life Purpose Challenge, and so you will be getting a copy of that. I've got your phone number here, and we'll be connecting with you to make sure that we email you all of the specifics, but you're going to really love that because it's going to give you some perspective about where you're going and what you want to do for the new year. And so congratulations to you on winning.
Thank
now,
you
Pat,
so much.
Us,
I appreciate
what do you think? Wonderful. So tell us what you're thankful for.
I am thankful for being blessed with the business that I have because I had been okay. an interior designer for so long, and I had been praying to give me something creative to keep me going. And one day mm-hmm. I woke up and it just said, this voice said, you're going to make leather handbags. From that,
oh, wow.
I went back to school. Barack Obama paid for it, bought me a leather sewing machine. They put me on Shark
okay.
Tank. They sent me to talk to different schools, children in schools, which was so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, oh. I see gifts keep coming to me as a blessing. And I'm so very grateful that, you know, that now it's like, I mean, I'm not rich, don't misunderstand me. I am far from that. I'm just still learning.
Yeah, I got
but
you.
Just the fact that it opened up so many doors, and yes, I do also get counseling to keep me going.
Oh, wonderful. Very, very good. Very, very good. Well, thank you so much for being a listener. Keep connected to the Successful Woman Radio Show and Women About Biz because I know that we can also contribute and help you with your growth.
Yes. Thank you, Trina. Thank you.
Wonderful.
So
take
much.
Care.
I appreciate it.
Okay. So Pat is the winner of Life Purpose Planner, and she'll be entered also as a Life Purpose Challenge participant. So I know that she will really, really enjoy that. We have another Life Purpose Challenge Planner, and we have that available. So again, if you're interested in winning, then just press star one on your phone, and you will definitely be the winner of the Life Purpose Journal and be entered into the Life Purpose Challenge. And trust me, we've received a lot of people's emails and saying that this is something that was life-changing for them. So, you know, if you're looking to move to a new level, if you're looking to make some things happen, the Life Purpose Journal will definitely give you some perspective on that, and it will allow you to maybe really ask yourself questions that you've never even thought about as you journal your experiences every day and look at what is it that you want. Here's a tidbit in the Life Purpose Journal that a lot of people have talked about, and that is, you know, we talk about what is life purpose and what is purpose, and a lot of people go on throughout their day, throughout their days thinking that, hey, I'm waiting for God to give me my purpose. I'm waiting on a divine purpose. But, you know, sometimes it just doesn't happen that way. Sometimes what we have to also understand is that us as a human being, we were of God's purpose. We are a living purpose in and of itself. And so the sooner we realize that, the more we realize that we don't have to wait on a purpose because we are a purpose. We are God's living testimony. And being a living testimony, he wants us to be powerful. He wants us to be successful. He wants to give us what we are asking for, pushed down, shaken together, running over. He really does want that for us. But as you know, we get in our own way. And so the Life Purpose Journal talks about pushing past all of that and accepting the fact that you are purpose and that it's up to you to make some things happen for yourself. So again, if you're interested in winning that prize, we have one more available. You can press *1 on your phone keypad, and we will be happy to get that Life Purpose Journal out to you. In addition to that, I just want to remind everyone that if you have not joined Women About Biz or if you have not joined our free membership, make sure you go over to the womenaboutbiz.net website and join our free membership because that is how you're able to read all of our articles. Now, quickly, I want to just give you guys some ideas and ways that you can actually, you know, make money online. A lot of people have been asking us to write an article about ideas, in particular for women and moms online. And so we did some thorough research, and I'm just going to give you some of these ideas, but you can actually go in our Women About Biz blog and read the article in its entirety, okay? So the first idea, of course, and that's been one of the biggest ones online, is to create a blog, but just not any type of blog. If you are an expert in a certain niche, you can make money by sharing that knowledge with other people and also generating advertisement dollars for your blog. Here's number two, become a virtual assistant. If you have any experience as an executive assistant, as an admin, as a project manager, then this is something you definitely can make some great money on, okay? So I just definitely want to let you know that. Here's number three, start a T-shirt store. Wow, so many people have been making money from T-shirts. As a matter of fact, these people have even become millionaires from T-shirts, okay? So, again, I want to keep that in mind. You can start a T-shirt store, and this is not about you printing your own T-shirts because now you've got a lot of different companies that are out there that take care of all of that. It's about how you market your T-shirts. Of course, here's number four. If you are a graphic designer, a web designer, you're good at what you do and you know it, okay? This is not about learning it and having the learning curve. You're already out there doing it. Then you might want to consider becoming a Fiverr professional designer. I don't know how many of you know it now, but Fiverr actually has a professional side that allows you to charge much more than just a little $5 or $10, okay? But they have a professional side as well. So you might want to consider becoming a Fiverr professional designer. And then here's number five. You know, so many people find posting on their social media accounts as a challenge. So what you may consider doing is that if you are good at what you do, you are already a social media manager, or maybe if you thought about becoming one because you're so good at what you do for your own website and for your own social media platform, then you might want to consider becoming a social media manager. But it's, trust me, being a social media manager is not just about posting. So don't think that, because anybody could do it if it was just about posting, but it is about knowing how to gain people more followers, right, so that they can therefore generate more leads. And then here's number six, sell online courses. This is one of my favorite things. If you're an expert on certain subjects, you can make money online by creating online courses. And, of course, your courses can be short. They can be long. They can be webinar format. They can be audio and a mixture of webinar format. You get to decide on how you want to do it. You can use your own platform or you can use other platforms such as Udemy, udemy.com. And last but not least, number seven, is create and sell calendars and journals. And you may have seen a whole lot of people getting on the bandwagon, but, you know, you got to have a theme, you got to have a niche, and you've got to be able to give people something that is just not in the everyday journal, right? Or you've got to really get and work with a graphic designer to make it aesthetically beautiful and pleasing so that it stands out. And then you're able to do digital copies. You're also able to sell hard copies even on Amazon and get an ISBN number and publish it as a book. So there's a lot of things that you can do with that. Now, I'm just letting you guys know some of the things that are making really good money right now. You can read this article in its entirety. It's entitled 7 Online Business Ideas for Moms, and you can read it in our blog today by going to womenaboutbiz.net. So there you have it, guys. Next week, I really will read an excerpt from you from our book, Motivation Manifesto. Wasn't able to get to that today, but I will next week, okay? So that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening to me today. I really, really appreciate it. You guys know how much I love you and appreciate you as listeners. Keep listening on the show. I have some great prizes still going on for the rest of this year, every single week. So stay tuned. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.